Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great Holy Ghost power to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new, give you great joy in your soul, peace in your mind, make you happy. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Lord has blessed Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great Holy Ghost power. Praise God. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. Praise God. We know the coronavirus is out. The jails and prisons are closed. So we are here on radio like we always do, preaching the gospel, ministering on radio. We'll be doing this until we get a green light to return back to the jails and prisons, doing what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got the message, victory over the devil. We'll try to wrap it up on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to turn to today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Call today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companions of heaven is here to read the word of God. Now, Romans 8 chapter, verse number 22. What did it say?
It said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now."
Now you know, when Adam sinned in the garden, the curse of sin fell on the whole entire earth, universe. The animals fell under the curse. Praise God. But the time will come that God is going to deliver, set people free, set the creatures free from the curse of sin. The tiger, the lion, the bear, the snakes, the sharks, the crocodiles, alligators, even the eagle won't be vicious like they are now, destroying life, preying on other animals. Wouldn't be doing that now, harmful to man. They wouldn't be like that. But the time will come when the wolf shall lay down by the lamb. All be gentle. All be harmless. That's the way God wants. That's the way the new world going to be. Heaven going to be. Praise God. That'll be a wonderful time. That'll be a beautiful time. When the snakes won't be poisonous like they are now. Praise God. But they'll be gentle and kind. They won't be biting. Praise the Lord. Like they are. But they'll be gentle and kind. There'll be a wonderful time. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, lift it up the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's time to lift up Jesus. What it says in Bill?
It says, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body."
Let you know. Amen. We are waiting to make it into the kingdom, be in that number when the saints go marching in, for that change take place. We put on this glorious body, praise our God. The corruption, put on incorruption, glorious body, to live with Jesus, praise our God. Amen. Up in heaven, that'll be a wonderful time. Amen. That's the reason why we need to live for the Lord. Get ready to move it into our new home, praise God. Living for Jesus. Praise our God. Serving the Lord in holiness, in righteousness, so you can make heaven your home. Praise God. What is that?
It said, "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
Amen. I'm telling you, we believe. Therefore, we haven't seen the kingdom, but we believe. That's faith. So we hope for it. Praise God. If the world, they see this world here. They don't believe in what I preach. Some of them don't. Some folks don't believe in hell. Amen. There was a guy talking about the devil is a fairy tale. He called it a fairy tale. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, amen. People don't believe. Praise God. But we believe. Praise God. Because there is a heaven. Amen. And there is a hell. Praise God. We believe. So we have hope. Amen. The world got so blinded by Satan, they don't believe. They call it a fairy tale. Amen. I said, you land in hell, be burning. You call that a fairy tale. Why you be burning that fire? You call that a fairy tale. Amen. But the thing that you know, we believe that it's real. Heaven is real. And I'm living holy so I can make heaven my home and escape a burning hell. What did the Bible say?
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered.
Now you know, when you pray by the Spirit. The Lord knows what you need. Therefore, the Holy Ghost can pray. That's why it's important to get the power of God in you so you can pray by the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. Talking to Jesus. Amen. Through prayer. Amen. By the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. What is that?
It said, if he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Let you know, the Holy Ghost makes intercession to connect you to the Father so that you can tell him what you need through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, talk to the Lord through Jesus Christ, through prayer. Folk need to pray. Praise the Lord. And call on the Lord. Not just pray when you're in trouble, but pray when the thing's going good. Amen. That's the problem with folk. Soon as things go good, they forget about God. But as soon as trouble, here they come. But you need to pray when things are going fine. That's the time to pray and seek the Lord. Praise the Lord. What did it say?
It said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
All things work together for good to them that love the Lord.
To them who are the call according to his purpose.
Amen. Let you know, all things work together. No matter what the devil is doing. No matter what trouble is going in your life. All of it going to work for good. Something good going to come out of it. You hear me? Glory to God. Because if you're a child of God, something good is going to happen to you. You praise our God. I'm telling you, God can take a bad situation, turn it around, make something good come out of it. Glory to God. That's when you, amen, trusting in the Lord, living for the Lord, walking after the Spirit, not after the flesh. What did it say?
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Amen. Let you know, amen, the Lord predestinated the people of God. He know who going to go to heaven before they get there. He know. Praise the Lord. He predestinated. He know. He know who's going to be saved. He know who going to hold out to the end. Praise God. Amen. I made my mind, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. You hear me? Glory to God. I want to be part of that number. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did it say?
Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. In whom he called, then he also justified. In whom he justified, then he also glorified.
Amen. He predestinated. Therefore, he called them. He justified them. He forgave them for their sins. He sanctified them. He glorified them. He sanctified them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. What is that?
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
If God be for you, who can be against you? Let you know you got the greater power in you. The devil is under your feet. You can trample over top of Satan. Amen. You don't obey him, he obey you. Because you got a greater power. When you're a child of God, true, full of the Holy Ghost, you can boast the devil. Make the devil back off. Amen. No child of God needs to be a slave to Satan. You don't need to be in Romans 7 chapter. Will I would do good, evil present. That's not for a child of God. And I'm putting on blasting on radio, on the internet. Where if people still in Romans the 7th chapter talking about will I would do good, evil present, they are not ready for heaven. Praise God. But when you are ready for heaven, you got power over the devil. The devil is under your feet. Amen. You can boast that devil. Tell Satan, loose here, Satan. Get behind me, devil. Get like Jesus told. Get behind me, Satan. Praise God. I'm telling you, resist that devil. Because you're saved. You're sanctified. You're Holy Ghost filled. You're fire baptized. You got power to resist the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. No true child of God going to yield to Satan. You heard me? Glory to God. Amen. You yielding to the devil, that's because you're not saved. You, glory to God. And people need to know that. Because the Holy Ghost is a strong man. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in that world. Jesus is a strong man. He can beat the devil every time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Be strong. Able to resist the devil. Resist the temptation of the enemy. Don't yield to sin. Praise God. I got sanctified when I was 13 years old. I'm not guilty of no fornication. Praise God. I'm telling you, no girl could point that finger at me. Praise God. I was a virgin when I got married. Praise the Lord. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. Didn't taste not one drop of alcohol. Not smoke, not one cigarette. Never touched my lips. Praise God. Amen. Never been to the clubs. Praise God. Amen. I want to let you know, you get sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. You can live right in a sinful world. You don't have to be a part of the crowd thinking when you date, you got to fornicate. Praise God. That's the devil. You hear me? Glory to God. Young people, amen. You want to die and go to hell, committing fornication. Dating and committing fornication. Praise God. Amen. You want to die and go to hell if you don't repent. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. These folks divorcing and remarrying. God is not pleased. And people divorcing and remarrying and divorcing and remarrying. Praise God. God ain't pleased with it. Praise God. And folks, we need to understand that. Stop that foolishness. Praise God. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. God wants people to marry for life. Praise God. Now I'm preaching like God wants to preach. But for the hardness and the stubbornness of the people, God permitted Moses to write the law of divorcement because of the stubbornness of the people. Praise God. And because folks are stubborn and won't obey and do like God commanded, then God will suffer for the law of divorcement. But God, that's not God's perfect will. You hear me? Amen. He do that to rescue you from the burning hell. Praise God. And folks need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Folks like, amen. Well, because I do it, God is pleased. No, he's not. Amen. But he suffered for it to be so. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God said, he told Adam, that a man should leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife.
and they shall become one flesh. That's what the Bible commands. Divorce ain't in it. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you. Praise God. And folk need to understand, I love the Lord. I love God. I love God. Therefore, I tell it like God spoke it on his mouth. Glory to God. Now, you want to do all this other stuff. That's what you're doing because of your stubbornness. Praise God. Amen. And you can be stubborn all you want to. Glory to God. And then repent and ask the Lord to forgive you for your disobedience and hard-headedness. Praise God. So go ahead. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then act like it's a, amen, you're all right. Glory to God, amen. You can be all right until God says something to you. Glory to God, amen. And then let him say something to you. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. Praise God. Now, I'm telling you about God's perfect will. Praise God. Now, amen. All this other stuff, God suffered it to be so. Praise the Lord. Amen. But that's not God's perfect will. Praise God. He just suffered it to be so, to rescue you from a burning hell. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God don't like divorce. You hear me? He hate it. Praise the Lord. That's in the Bible. Praise God. Amen. So why glory in it? The world glory in that mess because they're on their way to a burning hell. That's why they glory in it. But saints of God don't glory in that mess. Praise the Lord. Because it's filth in the eyes of God. You hear me? Glory to God. And people need to understand though that. Now I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here. I know we're wrapping the message up. But I'm preaching like thunder and lightning. It's time to get right with God. Amen. Helen Bella, sing your song. Because I'm telling you, amen. I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here. On the broadcast. Praise our God. Amen.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Muhammad didn't have it, Buddha couldn't do it, no. I've got joy in my heart. I want the whole world to know that I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Ooh, oh, wasting time looking for an easy thrill. For peace in every kind of field. Marijuana didn't have it. Cocaine can't do it, no. That peace for my mind. I want the whole world to know that he saved me, delivered me. Don't you know that Jesus has set me free? He'll never leave you, nor forsake you. He'll be right there, whatever you're going through, cause he's up. In him you must confess. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Lifting. Well, I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. So you think, been thinking that you're all alone. Satan's telling you give up. Feel like all hope is gone. The devil is a liar. This is what I have to say. Give your heart to Jesus. Jesus is the only way. He saved me, delivered me. And don't you know that Jesus has set me free? Never leave you, nor forsake you. He'll be right there, whatever you're going through.
Amen. Lift up Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. If you lift up the name of Jesus, amen, the Lord will bless you. Praise God. Amen. Put down sin. Mortify the three deeds of the body. Amen. What else it says, Velvet, in the 8th chapter of Romans?
It says, what shall we say then? Say to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Let you know, you got a greater power in you. If God be for you, who can be against you?
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Amen. Let you know. Amen. Praise God. Jesus gave his life so that we can be free. Yes. We can have joy in your soul. Ain't no boring life over here being saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. It's more joy over here than it is in that world out there. You hear me? Having a good time. We sing the song, I'm enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Here, since I found in my soul, been mighty happy. Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't need that world to make me happy. What did the Bible say?
It said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies.
It's God that justifies.
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God?
He's at the right hand of God. He's not God himself, but he's at the right hand of God. What did the Bible say?
Who is at the right hand of God, who also make an intercession for us?
He made intercession. Jesus is the high priest, making intercession so we can talk to the Father. That's why we pray in the name above every name, the name of Jesus. In that name, I'm telling you the truth, there's power in that name.
Amen.
To connect to the Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory Hallelujah. To God. What did it say?
Who shall separate us from the love of
Christ? Who shall separate us from the
love of
God?
Christ. Shall tribulation?
Shall tribulation.
Distress.
Amen.
Persecution.
Persecution.
A famine.
Famine.
A nakedness.
A nakedness.
A pearl. A sword.
Now listen. Every child of God will suffer. We live in an age, all these preachers out here talking about prosperity. Prosperity. Do you see that in the Bible? Where Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of God? He didn't say prosperity. He said these things. He said famine. He said tribulation. He said distress. That's what he said. When you're going to heaven, on your way to heaven, you're going to suffer these things to be able to live with Jesus. Amen. He didn't say prosperity. He said these things, what this Bible said. Stop following these false prophets and believe what that Bible said. What it says in Velvet?
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us.
Let you know, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Let you know, there's a mansion waiting for you up in heaven. Jesus said, what do it profit a man or a woman or a man to gain this world? Mess around and lose your soul. Amen. People, we need to get our eyes off this world. Get your eyes on your soul. Get your eyes on Jesus. Get your soul ready to meet Jesus. Stop trying to be like the world don't have no hope. All they see is this world. They see prosperity. They see dollar signs. They see money. That's the reason why they gamble. That's why they get on these game shows. Try to win money. Try to win cars, houses. Because that's what they see. Praise God. They don't see. They don't believe what I preach. They don't believe in mansions up in heaven. Some people say they believe it, but they still don't believe it because they're so busy trying to gain this world. Praise God. Amen. But I will let you know, amen, if you believe it, you ain't got to be like the world trying to gain this world. But you'll suffer so you can reign with Christ up in heaven. Glory to God. The Lord said he'll supply your needs. He'll give you desires of your heart. He said that. He'll take care of you. He'll bless you, but you don't analyze these things like the world does. Praise God. But you, amen,
Trust the Lord and believe God. Amen. I don't analyze these things. Amen. I preach this gospel. Praise God. Amen. I promote Jesus. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. I don't promote these natural things. I promote Jesus. Praise God. Let's get ready for the power of prayer and faith and we wrap the message up. Praise God. I'm a fire and brimstone preacher. Praise God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for 2 months, we've been preaching about victory over the devil. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in there. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Immunize the believers from the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch the prisoners. Lord, let them feel your power through these radio waves in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for deliverance. Here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The Lord is so good and he is so wonderful, hallelujah. I thank him for his love toward all of us, hallelujah, and his grace and his mercy, hallelujah, because he really loves each and every one of us. You believe that prayer to Ella Holmes, that's pray, hallelujah. You have asked the Lord to forgive you, hallelujah. Either whatever you are seeking for, but the Lord can provide for you, hallelujah. You believe that the Lord is working it out for you. So go ahead and thank him and praise him, huh? In the songs that don't wait till the battle's over to shout now, hallelujah, because you have the victory. Don't behind prison, Bob. We thank the Lord for you. Ella Holmes and I love you. You are special to us, but you're more important to Jesus Christ. I mean, he loves you with an everlasting love also. Like I often say, the Lord, he has a purpose, and he has you to have hope. You don't. There is no ever hopeless situation with the Lord. Just come to him and let him fix things up for you. Those are in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us, and we pray for you. And you can also call for prayer and canceling, because the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, number one companion, Sister Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You've been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.